No one likes to feel stuck, especially by your cloud. But the IBM cloud is the most open and secure public cloud for business. It can manage all your apps and data anywhere. Smart loves problems. IBM, let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/flexible.
This is The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Here's Jeremy Schapp.
This week, again, we will be talking about, as we do now on an annual basis, one of the great American races. No, not the Daytona 500, not the Indy 500, but the Chicago Marathon, which involves significantly more participants. It is taking place again Sunday, October 13th. More than 45,000 runners are expected to take part, and we are joined by the Executive Race Director, Carrie Pinkowski. Carrie, thank you for being with us.
Jeremy, thank you. It's great talking to you this morning.
You've only got a couple of days before the race will take place. I know from my experience as a Cub reporter in New York in the 90s covering the New York Marathon, and Fred LeBeau, the legendary figure who kind of fashioned that event out of whole cloth, how busy it was in the days leading up to the race, marking the course, getting everything set. What's your life look like right now as we're about 96 hours away from the beginning of the race?
Well, hopefully it's calm, but Jeremy, to your point, I mean, you referenced the great Fred LeBeau. What we do is we transform here in Chicago, as they do in New York or Boston or any of these great cities. We transform what is 26.2 miles of urban roadway into what becomes the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. So everything, all the intricacies of that and the nuances of that go into the plan, and it's the fine tuning the last few days that is what we spend most of our time on. But it's a year of planning. The city's involved, our residents are involved, our participants, the local business, our sponsors. So we're gonna have a lot of fun celebrating the 42nd running of this great tradition.
What's the weather look like right now? Again, 96 hours out.
Well, for the first time in a couple of years, it looks like it's going to be cool, almost perfect with the temperature. We're seeing a little bit of wind, maybe some wind gusts, so we'll be monitoring that. So as far as perfect conditions, I won't go as far as to say that. We'll see how the wind develops, but it'll be cool, dry, which is great. A lot of grip on the roadway, so we'll send them off and see if we have some athletes do some great things.
We're speaking with Carrie Pinkowski. He's the executive race director of the Chicago Marathon, which in the last 42 years has become one of the preeminent marathons on the face of planet Earth. Again, 45,000 people expected to take part Sunday in Chicago. And Carrie, for people who aren't in the know about these things, what is distinctive about your race?
Well, I think, Jeremy, the course. Boston is a point to point, which is Hopkinton to Boston, and then New York. They start in Staten Island and finish in Manhattan. We start and finish in the same place, which is Grant Park, which is a beautiful venue on the lakefront. But we get a great tour of the city. We go up north and we go west, down through the south side, some iconic architecture, some really wonderful neighborhoods. Maybe people that are coming to Chicago for the first time get a real flavor of the fabric of our community. But one thing that sets us apart, I think, is it's so accessible. It's very accessible for friends and family members or coaches to get to different locations via public transportation on foot. So they get to see some of these great athletes up front at different spots, but also if they have a family member, a loved one, significant other, they can get to different locations and cheer them on.
And in terms of elevation, Chicago is relatively flat.
Pretty flat. We got a couple of little bumps there. Anyone that's in Chicago know we cross the river five times. So there's we go over a couple of bridges that have a little bit of a rise on them. But, you know, the second half of the course is when everybody gets rolling, and that part of it's dead flat. But it is. It's hosted 4 world records in our history. So, people come here, athletes come here with the mindset of going fast.
It's been a while since we've seen world records set in Chicago. I think the last one was in 2002 when Paula Radcliffe ran a 2:17.18. But, you know, now we see those records frequently set in Berlin. That's the place where we see them most often take place. At the elite level this year, what are your expectations?
Well, we had a couple of athletes that we lost due to injury the last couple of weeks, but our defending champion, Mo Farah, is back. He's one of the most decorated Olympic athletes. It'll be his, he's the defending champion. He looks very relaxed here. I think he wants to go a little bit faster. We're gonna turn the pace up a little bit with our pacers up front. On the women's side, Bridget Koskaj is on an amazing trajectory. I mean, Paula's Radcliffe 217 that was set in 2002 was an amazing performance. But Bridget had an amazing performance in London when she won. Really wonderful second half of the race. She has since then, she came to the United States and won Peachtree, which is iconic 10K race in Atlanta. And then in the Great North Run a few weeks ago, set the world best for the half marathon. And she's had some good patches of training in there. So this is a place where women have done great. I mean, amazing things. You mentioned Paula, Catherine DeRaba, going back to the 80s with that classic race between Joan Samuelson and Ingrid Christensen. So we'll see. I mean, if she's feeling good, I think Paula's event record and North American record are going to be vulnerable. Will she get down to that 215 range, Bridget Koskaj? Well, that's a tall order. We'll see.
We're speaking with Carrie Pinkowski. He's the executive race director of the Chicago Marathon, taking place Sunday in Chicago, expecting, let's not get our hopes up too high, though, near ideal conditions on a course that is meant to be fast. What are the things that keep you up at night over the last few nights before the race actually, the gun goes off?
Well, there's so many pieces of it. If you think about all of the partnerships that play a role in the success of this, I mean, we have a large percentage of our participants that are traveling, so I'm always watching weather from other parts of the country and the world because we have a lot of people that travel here. The roadway, obviously it's active roadway that we will turn to the marathon on Sunday, so we have crews that are constantly monitoring the quality of the roadway. Weather is a primary focus. Obviously, security over the past few years has been a real focal point of ours, and all of those mixed into the plan are things that kind of keep you up at night. But we've got a great staff. The city of Chicago, in my opinion, is the greatest city in the world to put on an event. We've got a great partnership with the mayor's office, the Park District, the Chicago Police Department. There's so many legendary events and iconic sports franchises here. So we got a great team. We're looking forward to a great day on Sunday.
What's the economic impact for the city?
Well, we have, that's the upside of the event is, we're talking about running and all the pieces of that and all the work that goes into it. But one of the payoffs is the economic impact. We had $378 million that were generated event week last year, which is great for our community. That's the people that come and stay in the hotels and shop and go out to dinner and do all the things and go to the museums and do all the things that are so important to the economy here in Chicago. But it's what we're seeing, especially the past 10 years, is that our participants are coming with their husband, wife, there's a team in tow, friends, relatives, and that number of 45,000 increases with the team that comes with each of the runners to cheer them on.
And you're capping it at 45,000. Why is it necessary to do so?
That's a number we feel really comfortable with. One of our great assets is the fact that we start and finish in the same location. That's also a challenge to stage that many people. We look at a lot of time-lapse photography and look at a lot of get a lot of feedback from our participants. We want to make sure that everybody is comfortable, that everybody can get running right when they cross the start line, and then that staging piece. So 45,000 is a very manageable number for us. And it delivers, a race day experience that everybody is pleased with.
Well, we're looking forward to the race. Where can it be viewed? Who's carrying it?
If you go to our website, you can see our broadcast partners. We'll be on NBC5 here locally in Chicago, if you're listening in Chicago, and the Olympic Channel nationally, you'll be able to watch. And then here locally, we'll be on AM670, The Score, which is our legendary sports talk radio. They're going to do wire-to-wire coverage and streaming. If you go to our website, chicagomarathon.com, you can see how you can log in, get updates, watch the streaming or log in and watch the NBC broadcast.
Love watching the marathon, especially under good conditions, which we are again expecting Sunday in Chicago. Carrie Pinkowski is the executive race director for the Chicago Marathon, which I believe is now in its 43rd year. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us and good luck this weekend.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Thanks for having us on. We're looking forward to a great day.
I'm Jeremy Schapp. And you can listen to new editions of The Sporting Life every Saturday and Sunday morning on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, beginning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time.